Bryce Edgman's victory in the coin toss will make for an unpredictable general election in November, in a district that's used to foregone conclusions. In the Democratic primary, most people in District 37 voted their zip code. Although there were a few surprises, Bristol Bay and the Aleutians each skewed heavily towards their hometown candidate. Edgman took 83% of the vote in Dillingham, and Moses took the same percentage in Unalaska. But in the general election, Edgman will face another Dillingham native. Both Moses and Edgman have said that they believe that Edgman's opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine development fueled voter turnout in Bristol Bay and helped him win most of the precincts there. Throughout the campaign, Moses refused to take a position on the mine, a decision that he acknowledges hurt his campaign. Ron Bowers is closer to Edgman on the issue, although Bowers says he would approve the project if the mining company could provide proof that the mine wouldn't harm subsistence or fisheries needs in Bristol Bay. Edgman remains an adamant opponent of the mine and has criticized Bowers for fine-tuning his position on the issue throughout the campaign. There's also the matter of party loyalty in this predominantly Democratic district. 68% of voters in District 37 chose to vote on the combined ballot rather than the Republican one in the primary, a statistic that does not bode well for the Republican Bowers. Even in Dillingham, there were twice as many Democratic voters as there were Republicans. But since the general election won't be a referendum on the incumbent Moses the way the primary was, that balance could change. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.